back to New Entry Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Ian, with my co-host, Eva. What it do, baby?
Hey, man. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. How you doing, Papi Chulo?
I'm doing good, man.
Hey.
A lot of wrestling. A lot of stuff. Wow.
You know what else has been a lot of? A lot of freaking rain.
Dude, yeah.
What's going
but we
on
needed
with that?
it. We needed it, though. Sometimes I drive around, it's super brown. Like, man, it hasn't rained since like May or something. Until
Has
like
it really been
recently.
that long?
Yeah, because I remember like it didn't rain at all. And I've seen everywhere is like brown. Like everybody's grass is brown. I'm like, and then you know it's like when it rains, it pours kind of thing. Like it comes down like like Noah's Ark kind of rain, you know?
Well, it's because the Canada. Yeah, Canada fire, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the
So
thing, the wildfire, like they went into the air and then it got like, the kind of condensation and all that stuff in the sky, and then just rains a lot on us. So,
yeah, but it did take a while, and then I didn't even knew because there was a certain point where I was working, and for some reason I was like, there was nobody outside, and next thing you know, I'm having issues. I don't want to say issues breathing, but I was breathing heavy. And, I used to smoke cigarettes. So I'm just like, why do I feel like I smoked a whole pack today? You know, I was like, I haven't felt like this in a long time. So I'm like, kind of like, what's going on? You know, I'm like, okay, I'm not thinking nothing of it. And I don't remember who it was. Oh, I think it was Monica who messaged me. She's like, I hope you're wearing a mask. And I was like, what do you mean? And then she told me about the Canada fire. And I was like, that was like 2 weeks ago. She's like, yeah, but the smoke, the clouds finally is hitting us and it's really bad. I was like, that explains so much. And I think you told me too, saying the air is so bad that it's like if you smoked a whole pack of cigarettes. And then I was just like, oh. That makes so much sense. So
yeah,
I went to Walgreens.
They said they were wearing the N95 mask.
Yeah, I
that's
went
how
to
only they
Walgreens and
cleaning.
Got a mask because I was just like, I felt a little better, but the damage was done. So I was just like, damn. I was like, I'm like, damn, my job couldn't even warn me about anything of this. And it was hot in the truck too. So it's not like I had the windows up too. I was like inhaling the smoke inside my vehicle and outside when I'm walking. So thanks to my job, I almost got lung cancer. So but yes, this rain has been nice. I'm not gonna lie, it sucks because that's like it's raining on the weekends, that's why it sucks.
Yeah, because I'm like I don't mind it when it rains, but when I don't have to go out, that's when I mind it. I'm like, oh man, I have to be out there and it's like pouring. When I'm indoors all day, I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, I work outside, so though I think it only rained once when I was working, but still I was just like, all right. But happy 4th to everybody who's listening. What'd you do on your 4th ever?
Well, we went out for fireworks on the 3rd, but the 4th I just chilled. It was like just a chill day.
That's cool. I saw my cousin Joel. He visited from Dubai.
Nice.
Saw some old friends. I haven't seen one of them. I haven't seen since like 3 years ago. But it was just it was more of a hey, how are you kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I seen him throughout throughout the past 10 years at his job or at my job. And then there was another guy, Victor. I haven't seen him since I was in high school. So that was like, I know I graduated 13 years ago, but I didn't see him. It was like maybe 14, 15 years ago. So crazy. But it was nice hanging out with all three of them. There was more people, but fortunately it was just us four. So, I mean, it was still fun. Went to a carnival with money. Finally went to a carnival having money this time. So it was nice. It was nice. But I forgot we're our wrestling podcast. So ever, Jey Uso challenged Roman Reigns SummerSlam for the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. It's finally happened. 3 years of the making. The only problem is, I feel like Jay should be the one to take the title off Roman, but obviously this is SummerSlam, not WrestleMania. Do you? It's my. Here's the thing though. Does Roman Reign, because obviously he got beat, right? Does Roman Reign really need to lose a world title at WrestleMania?
No, I mean
Yeah.
SummerSlam is one of the big four. I
Right.
mean, you could lose it at SummerSlam, Survivor Series, Royal Rumble. It's a big four, so I mean WrestleMania. It's not like really what it used to be until
No.
recently. I think even
Yeah.
last year was a little bit better, but like it's not like, oh, I
Well,
have to defend this title. I could defend it anywhere now, you know.
right. No, I personally, WrestleMania hasn't been the same since they went to two nights.
Yeah.
And no, was it two nights? I enjoyed it because it was two nights.
The wrestlers get a bigger, all get checks, so there's more checks to give because you get a bonus for like WrestleMania
Yeah.
too. So it's
I
good to
did
do
it.
that,
I
but
think it was WrestleMania 34 where I was like, this is too much. This is too much for one night. And then WrestleMania 35 was a little bit better. And then obviously WrestleMania 36 is when they had two nights. And I was like, this is fantastic. You
yeah.
know, this is actually better. But yeah, I don't personally think Roman Reigns needs to lose the title at WrestleMania. I feel like SummerSlam is probably like the best choice. But just because it's SummerSlam and more people are able to go to SummerSlam just because one is the summertime, also depending on where the location's at. It's weird to me that SummerSlam is in Detroit this year. Not complaining because we're going. It's just weird because it's what I have a problem with WWE with SummerSlam is that how come they're not hosting this show where people are gonna be there because it's summer, they're gonna be there for vacation. So places like Wisconsin, because Wisconsin Dells, California, Orlando, Miami,
Dallas.
yeah, Dallas, somewhere where it's like you already know everybody's going to be there over the summer for vacation. So why not host SummerSlam in those events? You're hosting like Detroit. I don't know what's in Detroit.
Well, Toronto's right there. Toronto's across the border.
From
Toronto and Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah, it's like
But then you
Detroit's at
may as
like
well just
almost
go to Toronto then.
Toronto. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because they
But
did the
here's the thing.
chamber
How
already.
many
That's why.
people go to Toronto for SummerSlam? I mean, not SummerSlam, for summer vacation.
I mean, Canadians love their wrestling, man. They might just go from,
But
you
I'm
know, they
saying,
would,
like, comparing
yeah.
to Wisconsin Dells, it's like, a lot of people are going to go over there over the summer. A lot of people do road trips over there. So why not hold SummerSlam in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Because then it's like, oh, okay, we'll go to Wisconsin and then we could go see SummerSlam, come back to the hotel, or we could go to SummerSlam and then the next day we go to Wisconsin Dells.
I think the only place they would host it in Wisconsin would be Green Bay, but or like,
Yeah, and that's still like a drive to
yeah.
Wisconsin. But still, it's just like somewhere in that area. I feel like,
Yeah.
doesn't that make sense? Because I'm just saying that because it's in the summer.
Yeah.
But to be fair, it's in August, so people usually go
Go back
back
to
to
work.
school.
Yeah,
Yeah.
work. Yeah.
So, oh well. But Roman Reigns versus Jay. Did Roman Reigns accept this offer yet? Or
I
is
think
not official yet?
it's not official. I think like Jay had the title, and then Jimmy got hospitalized because he got attacked by Roman and Solo.
Right. I don't know if, because he obviously Uso challenged him. I don't think he accepted yet. Yeah, because it's not official yet.
Yeah, because Roman does that in this time. He's the champion. He doesn't. He
He's
does
the
not.
tribal chief. He's
Yeah.
Big Daddy.
So I have a question for you for this match, right?
What's up?
Since it was actually Jimmy that like, you know, he's like the one that like turned on Roman Reigns first. Why isn't it Jimmy versus Roman? Because we've already seen Jay versus Roman, right? Why not Jimmy versus Roman? Or are they gonna both face him eventually, like next? at Fastlane or whatever. What's the next one? Payback. It's gonna be
Payback.
Jimmy. Is it SummerSlam? That's another reason. It's Jay because he's main event Jay, and Jimmy they'll save him for Payback or Fastlane.
Well, that's tough.
Yeah.
So, what was the question? You asked me if I
Like
should,
why not
why not
Jimmy?
Jimmy instead of, okay,
And
well,
since Jimmy's the
one.
one that initially betrayed Roman and then
Okay.
convinced Jay, you know.
Okay. I got you. So, one, Jey Uso, this whole tribal chief, head of the table, started with Roman and Jey. Two, this is like already, they already face each other at Clash of, was it Clash of Champions or Knight of Champions, whatever. I'm pretty sure it was Clash of Champions. They faced each other at Clash of Champions, and then they faced each other at the Hell in a Cell. So this is going to be the third time they face each other, and it's going to be in a big stage because they had this whole history. So the history and the rivalry and the whole bloodline started with Roman and Jey, not Jimmy. Though, and also main event, his, you know, his name is main event, Jey Uso. So Jimmy is the one who's trying to like end the feud between the both, or at least saying, can we just be on the same page? Like, I don't understand why we gotta fight each other. And Jimmy was trying to get Jey, like, basically like stop following Roman Reigns, you know, trying to get out, but then Jey was able to convince him. And then if there was a pay-per-view between Money in the Bank and SummerSlam, like a reg like Fastlane Payback or whatever, then I would say, yeah, have Jimmy get the first opportunity because he's the one who did kick him first, who strike back first, and then SummerSlam. But because it's SummerSlam, I say Jey Uso is the one that makes the most sense. And who knows, maybe that's why that we're gonna have Payback after SummerSlam, because what if Jimmy, that's when Jimmy's gonna get his revenge on Roman. I really hope that's the, see, that's the thing. I don't want Jey to win. I do want Jey to win, but then I don't want him to win because then I want Roman, Jimmy, and Jey at Payback. So that's what I want to see at Payback. And then also we got Roman, you know, we got Survivor Series is coming to Chicago. So I kind of, I need to see Big Daddy, you know, pointing the one. So, you know, I got to see him do that one more time. I saw it at a house show, but I got to see him on a
You know what I
pay-per-view event.
realized though? Three out of the last next four shows are in the Midwest. Detroit, SummerSlam's in Detroit, Fastlane's in Indianapolis, and Survivor Series in Chicago. So pretty much like for us, it's all like less than 3 hours. Oh, Chicago's like right here. But
Yeah.
like but Indianapolis is like 3 hours and Detroit's like 4 hours, you know, 3, 4 hours. It's crazy. Just thought about
I'm
that.
trying to go, well, SummerSlam is already, we're going, but
I can make that money, man.
man, Payback, no, not Payback, Fastlane is the one I would like to go to. And
It's the
then
week before Slammiverse, week before Bound for Glory, or 2 weeks before Bound for Glory, I think.
I'm trying to go to that too.
Yeah, that's in
So,
Chicago. It's just around. Yeah.
but yeah, that's how I feel about Jey and why he is first in line. And also SummerSlam, big pay-per-view. What's going to be pretty interesting on this one, we're going to see more. I feel like we're going to see more Jey Uso getting hands-on on Roman, because if you go back and watch Jey's matches with Roman at Clash of Champion, or yeah, Clash of Champions, and
I thought it was Clash of the Castle.
no, Clash of Champions,
Oh, Clash of Champions?
Clash of
Yeah.
Castle was last year with Drew McIntyre,
Okay.
and Roman and the Hell in the Cell match, Hell in the Cell match, Roman basically like took over 80% of the match. So I feel this one is going to be, Jay's going to get, he's going to have 70% of the match, or it's going to be a 50-50 because now he improved himself. So, and then also, you know, I kind of want to see Roman versus Solo as well. So we
Ooh.
have a lot of, people are saying that, oh, who's next for Roman? There's a lot of people. There's Jimmy, there's Jay, you both single matches, there's triple threat matches, there's a tag team match where Roman could put the title on the line, you know. There's a fatal four-way with Solo in the match, and then the AJ Styles. We were supposed to get AJ Styles versus Roman Reigns at SummerSlam. So he could have another match with Edge. So triple threat match, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. So there's still plenty to go, you know.
Yeah,
What's up?
so for you say that Jay's not gonna win it. When do you think Roman will actually lose the title? Because at some point WWE's gonna be like, you know what, this is running its course. Like we gotta just gotta make him. Roman could be like, you know what, I'm gonna take a break for like a year or 6 months.
I th no, I wouldn't say that much. Oh, after he drops the title?
No, like he's like, you know what, I'm tired. I've been champion for this long.
Oh.
He's supposed to take two breaks, or he was supposed to take a break during the
I
Backlash
think
and Night
he's
of Champions, I think.
yeah, I
But he
think
still
his
wrestled, you know?
so I think his break is gonna be the next 2 months after SummerSlam then.
So you
Cause
think
his
he should drop
payback.
it?
I don't think he's just gonna drop it. I think just take those 2 months off, Payback and Fastlane. I think he should wrestle in Payback because it's gonna mark 3 years, right?
Yeah.
So since he won the Universal Champion, so I think he should wrestle on that one. I don't think he should wrestle in Fastlane. And then for Survivor Series, I think he could always do, be part of the 5-on-5 Survivor Series match. So that way he doesn't have
War
to do,
games.
or War Games. So that way he doesn't have to do
Ooh.
too much. Is this Survivor Series or is this Survivor Series War Games?
It's Survivor Series, but they just do war. It's like how they it's just war games of Survivor Series. Like
No,
how
okay.
WrestleMania used to have Money in the Bank at WrestleMania, you know, it's like
Oh,
that.
okay.
But they could do war games again. That'd be awesome though. Chicago, it would blow
Yeah,
the roof off the place.
it would. Unless they do, I mean, apparently the whole brand split is there is no brand. No,
Doesn't
what it?
exist.
What the? What am I trying to find the right word? Why am I throwing a blank? The brand split, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is no more brand split. Everybody's everywhere now.
Really?
So yeah, they're WWE's ignoring shit like, you guys. We're just gonna ignore that ever happened.
So the two titles thing is just to like now he does have two titles or
Yeah,
three
so
or four.
if they need Seth Rollins on SmackDown, they're gonna have him on SmackDown. So the brand split it's done.
Well,
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
and I heard they're gonna
It's
make NXT a separate brand. It's not gonna be like a developmental anymore. So that's why
yeah.
Seth Rollins was wrestling on NXT versus Braun Breaker, because it's like your title counts as much here as it does there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because I mean Seth Rollins is the first NXT champion. So that's why I have a problem where it's like, why are you not gonna acknowledge that? So L.A. Knight. What the hell happened with him? WWE just dropped the ball on this guy. Honestly, how do we go from the guy who was going to be part of WrestleMania? He may be in a program with John Cena if that's either going to be a wrestling match or just have a mic and mic, cutting each other a promo on each other. To going on to Money in the Bank and 90% of winning the Money in the Bank briefcase to we're going to have LA Knight versus Logan Paul at SummerSlam. And it's just like, it's just like, I don't understand how what they're doing to him is the same thing how they did to Ali, where it's like they're giving this guy a push. And then it's just like, oh, nope, never mind. But with the thing with Ali was he wasn't getting no fan reaction or he'll get hurt. Well, LA Knight, he's in great shape. Yeah, his age, he's 40, but it's like, do you guys forget how old Batista was when he first joined Evolution and by the time he won the World Heavyweight Champion? So I don't understand the issue on that part. He gets over with the fans and he's great on the mic. I understand there's some people where it's like, oh, he's too similar to The Rock. I'm pretty sure he's getting that Dolph Ziggler treatment where he was too much of Shawn Michaels. So I don't know, man. I just don't get it because it's like LA Knight. Yeah. He got over with it in Impact, and he's getting over with it now. I just don't understand why they can't push this guy. And also, it bothers me where it's like, I love Carlitos. I'm a fan of Carlitos, but it just bothers me how a guy like Carlitos back then shows up and debuts against John Cena and beats John Cena the same night for the United States champion. But yet again, a guy like LA Knight, who's way over, can't even get a opportunity on anything. So, and then he, every time he ended the Money in the Bank, it was all about him. I forgot there was other people.
Yeah, I was like,
I
okay.
yeah, it was LA Knight and Logan Paul. We're the only two that was building up this Money in the Bank ladder match.
Everybody else just showed up. Like, okay, well, that's true.
And
But you think even I don't know if you saw Triple H's press conference after the show. No, he talks about LA Knight like, hey, like, oh, it looks like we didn't get LA Knight's money in the bank. It's like, yeah, well, good things will come. We just wait it out, just give us some time. I think they're gonna probably give him a title or something at like the Rumble or WrestleMania.
Do you think, hold on, do you think LA Knight should be current US championship right now, or do you think Austin Theory? Because what the hell has Austin Theory been doing?
Yeah, they're making. I don't know because it feels like for me, Austin Theory, it's like for me, there's like four people that are really similar right now. For me, it's LA Knight, Grayson Waller, Austin Theory, and Ali. They're all charismatic guys. They're all kind of like cocky guys with social media, or they're like, you know what I mean? For me, Grayson Waller and Austin Theory is pretty much the same guy. Just two different. One guy is Australian, one guy is from Atlanta. I don't know. It seems like there a lot of characters are like they're like a lot of guys are like that. They're like cocky guys, but they're heels, obviously, right? But they're, or their faces. They're cocky guys, but they're like really talented. So how do they stand out? Like Austin Theory, I think he would just be like facing himself if he faces LA Knight, But LA Knight's a little bit older, a lot more experience, more titles, more championships. But you know what I mean? Like that's how I see it. Like Grayson Waller is just like a Australian LA Austin Theory. So is LA. LA Knight's just an older, older Austin Theory.
See, for me, Austin Theory, he does not remind me of John Cena at all.
They force it on us, but no.
He's no. I feel like Austin Theory should push Austin Theory to be the next Miz. I could see that, or the next Randy Orton. I could see LA Knight be the next. I could see him be the next Brock, but I see him more as a DDP kind of thing.
Because DDP wasn't, he was old when he started wrestling.
Yeah.
DDP was like
But
in his 30s or 40s.
he was a manager throughout the beginning of his career. But yeah, I see. I just don't. That's the and a perfect example. DDP, he won the World Heavyweight Championship at an old age. So it's just like I don't understand. But LA Knight, I don't see him. I could. Does he act similar to The Rock? Sure, but not that much.
But then if you go back, The Rock acts similar to Ric Flair. And then you go behind that,
Yeah.
Ric Flair
It,
acts
yeah,
like Buddy
it
Rogers. Before you go that, it's
right.
I think Fabulous George, something I forgot, it was something George, like it's like a there's always gonna be that guy that's like that
Yeah.
charismatic.
As
People are like,
long
oh,
as he
he's the old Rock, like,
delivers.
yeah.
Yeah. As long as he delivers or he changes it.
Yeah.
I don't see the problem with that. And also, how do we know it's him doing it and not the producers telling him to do it? How do we
Yeah.
not know Vince or Triple H are the ones going out to him saying, hey, we want you to act this way? Because I mean, he and also at the same time, LA Knight, he's been acting like that ever since Impact.
Yeah.
So I don't know,
Did
but
you
I'll go ahead.
hear like he trashed the Impact Championship? He's like, oh, that nobody watched it. Only three people watched it, so it doesn't count. Like you saw that?
I was one of those three people.
Yeah.
I ordered the pay-per-view when 2017. Was it 17?
Yeah,
Yeah, 17. He was facing Johnny Impact. I only ordered the pay-per-view because one, it was Bound for Glory, and two, he was the main event.
Yeah.
Also, it was Gail Kim's last match too.
Oh,
So, but LA Knight, LA Knight was a great heel in Impact. That's
yeah,
what I'm saying. Give him
Eli Drake.
Eli Drake. Yeah, dummy. Yeah.
Didn't he have that one thing where he didn't talk because he lost a match?
I don't
I just saw
remember,
like,
but he had a button. And
yeah,
it
he
said
because
when you hit the
he,
button, he'll be
yeah,
like, dummy.
yeah.
No, because if he lost a match where he can't talk for a year, so he had to do the button thing.
Oh, dang. I don't remember that part.
Yeah, people should go back and watch because I
Yeah.
was like, that's some crazy stuff.
But speaking of Impact, and I'm wearing the hat, Slammiversary, baby. I'm so excited for
Ooh.
the pay-per-view. I'm gonna try my best to do a live stream on Twitch because, oh my gosh, Twitch is so difficult. I don't know how people could just go on there and be like, boom, boom, boom. I was just like, hello. And so difficult. What's the lineup for Slammiversary? Oh, but you saw the video of Bully Ray and Steve Macklin set PCO on fire.
What? No.
See, you don't get that at the in WWE.
Not anymore. Not when, like, not anymore.
Now that was Attitude Era. But unfortunately, Steve Macklin got hurt while they were on tour overseas in the UK. So Bully Ray's gonna find his replacement. I was thinking of maybe it was gonna be Demon, but Demon, Bully Ray did say that Demon is no contention to wrestle. Can he work on it? Yes, but he needs like a good amount of notice because he
What
hasn't
about?
wrestled in like years.
Yeah.
So, but here's the lineup. We got the lineup is Joe Hendry versus Kenny King for the Impact Digital Media Championship. We got the Covet, Taylor Wilde, and Killeen Keen versus Killer Kelly. Oh my gosh, I love Killer Kelly. Oh my gosh. Rawr. And Masha Slamovich for the Impact Knockouts World Championship. We got Eddie Edwards versus Frankie Kazarian in a rematch. We got Chris Sabin versus Leo Rush for the Impact X Division Championship. We got the Ultimate X match to determine the number one contender for the Impact X Division Championship. Angels, Jonathan Gresham, Kevin Knight, Kushida,
Kushida.
and Mike Bailey.
Ooh.
Kushida. Why can I not say Kushida?
I
Because of the camera, I get nervous.
don't know. Yeah.
Four-way tag team match for the Impact World Championship. Mark Andrews, Flash Morgan Webster.
Ooh, NXT UK on the
Yeah.
house.
Versus Rich Swann and Sami Callihan, Brian Myers and Moose,
Wow, that's a
and
random.
obviously against the ones who are defending the Impact Tag Team Champions, ABC, Ace Austin and Chris Bay. To sweet, I'm gonna be honest, I love them as a tag team, bro. The future of Impact Wrestling, Chris Bay and Austin, Ace Austin.
Have a question for you, though, about that
What
one.
up? What up?
With the Bullet Club, you think it's they're stretching themselves way too much, so they keep making random teams in other companies? Like,
I met
there's a Bullet Club, and then there's American Bullet Club, Bullet Club Gold, and AEW. Like, do you think they just like, you know what? Just be a new team, you know? Just be like something else now. You think it's too much? Like, they're just like making the Bullet Club like just like sub fact, like how they did with NWO.
Right.
It's NWO, NWO 2000, NWO B Team, NWO blah blah. You know, it's like too much, no?
My issue with it is, yes, it's too much because Finn Balor, the original leader, isn't even doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if Finn Balor was still doing it, I would say, yeah, that's fine, leave it alone. But I was like, damn, even the leader's not doing that.
None of the leaders, Carl
Yeah.
Anderson. Well, the OC is kind of like
Yeah,
a bully.
that's the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
So do I think it's a little too much? Yes and no. I think the only one that's a little too much is the AEW. The
Yeah.
Bullet Gold. It's unnecessary. I can't understand calling that. Like, just have the change the logo. Just have the logo gold. And then at least we know, like, oh, that's the Bullet Club gold, you know,
Yeah,
and then the
but
original. But
it's
don't
kind of
call
funny.
it that, though.
Yeah,
Don't
because
call
it's
it
funny
that.
because ain't because the only reason why like the American Bullet Club, you know, it's like American Bullet Club because it's like, okay, you know, Impact and New Japan are working together, but New Japan and AEW work together. Why not just call it the Bullet Club and AEW? You know, like it's your work. They have like
Who's the leader in the New Japan? Is it?
it's.
Oh, is it Dave Finley?
Yeah, see, I don't know anymore. I'm like, dude, you guys,
Yeah.
after who was the last one that was good?
And then Dave Finley, the only thing is he is gonna get a good push there in New Japan. So especially being the leader, but he doesn't need a man. I feel like he could have he was him and who is it? CJ Parker? Oh no, that's his
That's
real name.
Juice. That's
Juice
Juice.
Robertson.
Yeah, he's an AEW now.
Him and David Finlay should have stayed at Impact and should have broke up. When they broke up, they should have broke up in Impact and they could have started a rivalry and they could have been in singles groups. But I don't even know what's Juice Robertson doing. I think he's still part of the NWO Bullet Club Gold, right?
He's with Bullet Club Gold with Jay
With Jay
Wyatt,
White.
so
And
they're
then
just
Jay
like,
White was the main event in New Japan, and now he's like a mid-card with AEW.
the
When he
money's
could have,
good, why not, right?
but he had the opportunity to go to Impact, and he had the opportunity. He could have been in the main event. He could have been world champion. We were supposed to get Kenny Omega versus Jay White at Bound for Glory 2021. But whatever reason, it's just like, God damn, man. Go to Impact. I don't, it might think, and it's like you said, it's about the money and they want to have a bigger audience. But to me, the way I see it is, and then you suck then. Because the fact that you want to go somewhere that's already a bigger audience, then it shows to me that you just want to be a fish in a big pond instead of being a big fish in a small pond to help that company grow. That's why I keep saying about CM Punk to go to Impact. If you really this draw, go to Impact. Prove everybody right. Take that 500 fans, make it into 3,000, 5,000, you know, if you're truly this draw. But
Yeah.
everybody wants to say it's the money. Okay, so what? Do it for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, and then you could get more money from WWE and what's it called in AEW, because it's like I turned Impact. They were having 200 to 500 fans. And then because I keep showed up and we turned those 500 into 5,000 or even 10,000, then they have to like, oh, okay, damn. Or better yet, now maybe Impact is making so much money now that they're able to afford you.
Yeah.
And then that shuts everybody else saying, I am a draw. I am the best in the world because look what I did for Impact. But no, they want to look at Impact, be like, no, I need $1 million because I'm a draw. But yet, I mean, Vince didn't see you that way because you didn't main event WrestleMania. Anyways, how did I do a shoot on CM Punk?
Rich
Anyways, back
cut.
to Impact. Screw CM Punk. God damn. That guy. I love him as a wrestler, but it's just, geez, dude, shut up. Anyways, but yes, Bullet Club, I think it's too much. So that's why I like the fact the us Ace Austin and Chris Bay, they're called the ABC.
Don't get me wrong, when we go to the show, when we go on end of July, I'm gonna do the hand sign, man. When they do
Oh
the
yeah, for
when they
sure.
I'm gonna still do it, but I'm like, at the same time, I'm like, well, okay, I don't know. Why don't you just keep the Bullet Club in Japan, you know? Or keep it like, don't even rename it. Just like, we're the Bullet Club, okay? Like, okay, we're part of the
Yeah.
extension of the big Bullet Club, you know? Instead of
Yeah.
make sure there's a Bullet Club in every country, every company has a Bullet Club.
Right. Yeah, the whole Bullet Club Gold, that's like Pokemon. It's like,
Yeah.
oh, we have Pokemon Diamond, Silver, Ruby, whatever.
Ruby,
Yeah,
Sapphire,
Sapphire and all that.
red, left, leaf
It's just
green,
like,
purple, yellow.
but that shows us the generation of it. So, but if it's like if you guys are all part of the same thing, just call it. I don't know. Just keep the name. It's unnecessary. So, and then we got Bully Ray, Steve Macklin versus PCO and Scott D'Amore in a tag team match. I don't know why this is not a Monster Balls match because they sent PCO on fire. And yeah, we're still going to have a wrestling match, guys. We're not going to have a hardcore match. But time of recording, Steve Macklin is hurt and they may need to find a replacement for him. Deonna Purrazzo is going to face Trinity for the Impact Knockouts World Championship. So that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome for the Uso family.
Yeah. Acknowledge her? Is she gonna go in that gimmick? Like, she, oh, acknowledge me. One of my cousins, so part of the
Ooh, do you
Inoue
think,
family.
do you think they wrote Jimmy off so that way
He could visit
he
Trinity.
could go visit Trinity
Yeah, I could see
backstage?
that. Hell
'Cause
yeah,
this is
dude, I
next
would.
week. That'd be, oh my gosh. Spoilers.
Well, he's not gonna leave WWE anytime soon, but yeah, he'll be like backstage, like, hey,
Yeah, I
I need a
think
break. I need a week off. Why my wife is wrestling for a title?
wrestling for a title and got to clap those cheeks after the show. So
What?
it's gonna happen.
It's implied.
They implied, nah, you gotta let it known. Jimmy brags about that. Jimmy brags about that. He'd be like, yeah, that's me. Yep.
That's me with the
That's me. You could still see my face print on it too.
Holy Lord.
Oh, and some bite marks and everything.
Oh,
Anyways, Slammiversary's main event. Alex Shelley defending the Impact World Heavyweight Champion against Nick Aldis. This is crazy for Alex Shelley to main event this pay-per-view. I don't know how he feels about it, but shoot, from pre-shows to tag team matches to exhibition matches to defending, not even challenging. He's defending the Impact World Heavyweight Champion Slammiversary against Nick Aldis. Also, what's a big deal about this match is that they both face each other in singles matches and face each other in tag team matches for tag team champions when he was part of the British Invasion and obviously the Motor City Machine Guns to both face each other for the World Heavyweight Championship in the main event in Slammiversary. So that's just like boom, mind blow. So that's it's a big deal for me because, like I said, I've been watching Impact Wrestling since 05. So, and I follow Alex Shelley's career, and Alex Shelley is one of my favorites from the Motor City Machine Guns. I'm just a little bummed out because I did watch the match with him against Steve Macklin when he won the world title, but I did not think he was going to win or
Well, we
else.
were there when he faced Jay White, remember? We
And
were in
hell, and
Kentucky.
that was a great match.
Yeah.
That was a great match
What
too.
was that? What pay-per-view was that?
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, because we got that match was great. And then also the PCO versus what was his name?
Jonah or Bronson
Jonah.
Reed.
Yeah. So those two were like the best matches on the card.
And then
So
I got like you got we met you met Mickie James and Chelsea's Green.
oh my gosh,
They sang
yes.
happy birthday to me. I
They did.
was like
Yomi won.
Chelsea, like Mickie James. That's a dream come true.
Yeah.
Mickie James sing happy birthday to
Also,
you.
Deonna Purrazzo we met too, and Trey Miguel.
Yeah,
Trey
we met
Miguel. Trey Miguel is a future
he's
Impact
not at
World
the show,
Champion
is he? He's not at the show, was he?
for Slammiversary.
Yeah. I don't see him on the card.
Doesn't seem like it. No.
Wow, that's a
Oh,
that's
the
the
Rascals.
Rascals? Yeah,
They're back.
Rascals.
Yeah, they're back in
Nice.
Impact. So that's dope. So they just need Wes Lee, but he's in NXT. So I always knew Wes Lee was gonna, if he ever went to WWE, I always knew he was gonna be like something. So I'm glad he's getting his opportunity. So, but yeah, I'm excited for Slammiversary. Gotta watch it live. I hope. Is it on Saturday? I'm gonna be mad as hell if it's not on Saturday. July 15th.
That's a
Oh,
Saturday. It's a week
Saturday.
from today.
Yeah.
And then the week after that, 2 weeks from there, it's gonna be Chicago Heat, or what is it? I don't even know. But
Oh,
that's not
two
pay-per-view.
weeks.
That's a
It's
Impact
a
Plus,
taping,
right?
yeah. No,
Yeah.
it's taping.
All taping. Okay.
Yeah, because there's a Friday show and a Saturday, so we're going to the Saturday. And then the week after that, SummerSlam. So, and then I guess, and then if we do go, we have Fastlane, Bound for Glory, and then Survivor Series. So,
Ooh. Wow.
GGG.
It's a lot of wrestling.
A lot
And then
of
plus the indie
wrestling.
shows too.
Am I going? I don't even think I'm going to any indie shows.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, because you love the city. I hate Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm the suburbs kind of guy.
Yeah.
So, but before, ooh, do you saw that video of Mandy? What's her name? Mandy Rose. She
Yeah,
was
he
doing a
said.
little. She was doing a little modeling.
She's a model, yeah.
Woo wee! A
You think she'll
fella.
come back to wrestling, or she's just like, oh, you know, I'm good. Oh, she doesn't need to
No,
though. Like, do I have to like wrestle or just like be a model?
she does not need to come back. Do we want her? The only way I would bring her back if for the Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
But
just one
like,
little on-off thing, yeah.
yeah, I would bring her back. But if for her to like come back, I
Full
don't
time, you
think,
know.
yeah, I don't think she'll ever come back. I don't think
No.
so.
She made $1 million like the first week she was like released, you
Yeah.
know? Like
So
a
it,
week. Like not even like, oh, I'm gonna make this over time. No, she did that in 1 week or two or
yeah.
something.
So I don't think she's gonna come back. I think she should just come back for the Royal Rumble. If she does full time, I think she should go like win, come back for the Royal Rumble, win the Royal Rumble, and then go on to WrestleMania.
Go to AEW, you
No,
think? And
no. Oh, it's, oh my gosh, I hope she does not go to AEW. How well is that working out for freaking Paige, Ruby Riott, and Toni Storm?
they're on the same team.
Yeah. So, no. Impact. Trinity, Gail Kim, Mickie James, Tyra. Come on, man. Like, seriously, I don't understand why people hating on Impact. We like so many knockouts came from there.
That's true.
So, and then we got current ones, Deonna Purrazzo, Jordan, oh, Deonna Purrazzo from NXT. So give love to Impact. And
Should
hello, they're 21 years strong now. So
we do an episode just on Impact one day?
we should. I love Impact.
Like trivia or history or greatest matches. I think we do some stuff like that on TikTok. Check it out. But yeah, we're here for cool stuff.
Yeah, go follow us on TikTok. Yeah. New Entry Wrestling Pod. So, well, before we head out, Logan Paul, congrats on your marriage. But rumor has it that we're gonna see Logan Paul versus Ricochet at SummerSlam. Thoughts on that?
I mean, I dig it, but I would have it like I think I would not have it like a regular one-on-one. It has to be something specialty, you know, like it has to be like a ladder match. But Logan Paul gets injured like every time, though.
A ladder match. What? What?
No,
Where are they gonna fight for?
I know, right? Or
Nobody's.
like something like it has to be like Extreme Rules or something. I don't know, but like, but Logan Paul gets injured every time he wrestles. Like literally, he's gotten injured every time.
I mean, he said
It's
it himself. He doesn't know what he's doing.
yeah, and he's kind of like just winging it at this point, right?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I would love a one-on-one, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, if it is a specialty match, he'll get injured, you know? But that'd be kind of cool to actually see him face each other. Or they have like a division. What if they had like a Ultimate X match kind of thing? Like, but obviously
Gotta.
not call it Ultimate X. Call it like King of
That's
the
what
Ropes or something.
AJ Styles wants to do. He wants to
Yeah.
have a Ultimate X match at
Yeah.
over
But then he's
there.
like, then they're like, no, we don't want to copy Impact and them telling us something, you know? Or if
Right.
Impact allows them, like, hey, you know what? We'll let you have one wrestler if you bring this other wrestler. Like, okay.
Somebody asked me, saying, who do I personally think that would go to WWE Who would I want from WWE to go to Impact? Like a turn, like rather if it was a release or just saying, hey, we have, you know how what they're doing with Ali and Baron Corbin, like they're in NXT, so like that, but instead of NXT, go to Impact. So I said, obvious choice is The Miz. That's an obvious choice. Randy Orton. AJ Styles, of course. Dolph Ziggler. John Cena, of course.
John Cena won't go. They won't let Cena
Yeah,
go.
no. I have an idea how to book John Cena to Impact. We'll have an episode about that. Because I told him this, and he was just like, okay, you should be a booker. So, but yeah, anyways, yeah, John Cena, and then obviously for the female, the obvious choice, Becky, Natalya, and Charlotte. So just to have like a handful. I'm not saying everybody, but like I feel like those people, if they go to Impact, ratings will go pretty high for Impact Wrestling. So, but I heard there's rumors of matches for the what's it called for SummerSlam. I don't know if you heard any of them. So obviously the obvious choice was Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso. Apparently we may get a rematch of Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor at SummerSlam. A triple threat match. It's got Asuka defending the what is it, the women's championship
WWE Women's Championship, yeah.
against Charlotte and Bianca Belair. That's gonna be fire, man. That's like
I don't want Feller to win again, though. That's
I
like,
do.
please stop.
I do. A possibly rumor match is Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar in a bull rope match. He wants a dog
Classic.
collar match, but there it's
It's like,
it doesn't look that way. So the second choice is a bull rope match, which is gonna be pretty interesting. Obviously, again, Gunther versus Drew McIntyre for the Intercontinental Champion. There is rumors that oh, and then Trish Stratus versus Becky. That one I'm excited for because I'm able to see Trish Stratus wrestle. Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler, and then possibly returns. Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt, and Bobby Lashley.
Lashley's been out. I didn't even know he was gone.
Dude, he hasn't done anything since SummerSlam.
Wow, since SummerSlam last year.
I mean, SummerSlam, WrestleMania.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what? And
Who did
I
he face
thought,
at WrestleMania? Was he a.
exactly.
Oh,
He
no,
did.
he wasn't. He was supposed to
No.
face. Who was he supposed to
He
face?
walked
Bray
out down the
Wyatt.
ramp. Yeah, he walked on the ramp and stuff. I forgot he did something, but he didn't wrestle.
Yeah, he was supposed to face Bray Wyatt, but Bray Wyatt was out, and he ended up winning the Andre Memorial Battle Royal. So,
Oh,
poor.
I think of another one too. Rematch of Edge versus Grayson Waller.
Grayson Waller.
Yeah,
A
that's on
rematch? Why'd
SmackDown.
you? Oh, because they.
They
Oh.
yeah, and
Oh.
then
Arrest
no, because
SummerSlam.
that's what kind of matches I like about like the older generation helping the newer one, because he's like, Edge told him, oh, you're gonna sink or swim, and then after the match, Edge beats Grayson like, you're gonna swim. You know, kind of th that's what I like. I like that kind of match too, Edge. You know, I think his role now, I hope he does win one more title, one more world heavyweight champion or
Yeah,
WWE
he's
title.
been back for 3 years, has not won a single
I
title.
mean, he even won the Rumble, right? No, he won the Rumble. Yeah, he won the Rumble. He didn't win the title. But I'm saying, like, this is kind of good if this match does happen, because it's like, this is like we're helping the younger guys, you know? Like,
Right.
Edge, him facing anybody's already a good match, but imagine him
Man,
facing
Edge
like
better
a.
be at SummerSlam. I
Oh,
gotta
yeah.
hear that. The rated R theme
Announcement. We got
song.
time, right? We got a little time before the
Yeah.
SummerSlam, but like, if they announce this match, I'm down for it.
I don't care. At this point, I don't care. But I heard rumors that it was gonna be Edge versus Austin Theory for the IC title, but then I heard then it was gonna be Sheamus instead of Edge.
Ooh, okay. So
So
it's another one of those, like, Sheamus, you know, he's older, you know.
yeah.
At
But
some
yeah,
point, you
I
gotta
gotta
like
see,
phase people
yeah.
out, you know? I mean, obviously, you want them to stay in WWE as long as possible, because You're gonna show up AEW all of a sudden or New Japan or Mexico or whatever. But yeah, that'd be kind of, I mean, all these matches sound pretty good actually. Obviously, we're only time of this recording, we're still pretty early. We're still like a month away, oh, less than a
Right.
month away. So you never know. In a couple of weeks, they might add or take away, or somebody gets injured, God forbid. But yeah, hearing Edge's theme would be awesome. Hearing Trish Stratus,
Yeah. Get to
Gunther's
see her.
theme, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, get to see
Trish.
Gunther wrestle live too. That's gonna be. Oh, actually, I saw him wrestle live. Never mind.
Where?
But against Drew McIntyre, this is gonna be interesting.
You're gonna hear like bang bang. You're
The
gonna hear the
chops.
slaps. Yeah.
Chop, chop, chop. But.
And that Jimmy Uso, that if that Uso match does happen with Reigns, that's gonna blow
Ooh,
the roof.
so. There is no roof.
Blow the doors off the
Blow. But here's my thing. What's gonna be the main event? Is it gonna be Roman Reigns versus Jay? Or
Yeah.
is it gonna be Brock Lesnar versus Cody Rhodes?
I could see Reigns and Uso being the main for main event, and then
Mm.
Rhodes and Lesnar being the co-main event.
Mm.
And then every other match, I don't know. I mean, every other match seems legit, but
I think Cody Rhodes and Brock Lesnar should open the show.
yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. I think they should open. Give
I'm
them
thinking
20
Gunther and
minutes.
McIntyre.
Ooh.
Imagine starting off with a bang that's like, oh, dude, we're gonna be there. So I'm more excited because I'm like, I'm actually gonna be there. So I'm like, I don't care what the first match is, but that's the first match. I'm down for that, you
Yeah.
know?
No, I think Jay and Roman should main event, but yeah, Gunther and Drew McIntyre, that's gonna be a great one. It better be, because I thought Matt Riddle and Gunther was gonna be a great match at
Well,
Money
yeah,
in the Bank.
we have 6 out of 10 on that one.
Yeah,
Check out Instagram, guys, and check out TikTok on
it was
that
so
one.
bad. I was just
Yeah.
like, man. But do you think Drew McIntyre is gonna win the title?
No.
Do you want him to win it?
Yeah, because it feels like everything that was going on. I mean, I don't know who to believe anymore. You know, so like people are like, oh, Drew McIntyre's holding on his contract. Because and then he's like, oh, no, and he addressed it like, oh no, guys, I'll just trying to take time off, you know. And then Triple
Right.
H talked about it too at the press conference. Like, yeah, we were laughing about like all this stuff people were posting on. So I don't know. I mean, I do want him to win, but not yet. Give it a couple months. I would say I'm just biased to Survivor Series and SummerSlam now because we're gonna be there. But I
Right.
say Survivor Series or the Rumble. Give because I think Gunther already has the longest reign in history, right? Or no, not yet. Let me see.
Don't know.
I would
But
want him at least have the longest reign and then lose a belt. You know, it's like how the
yeah,
Roman Reigns is
because
like, let's give him 1,000 days and then see him lose. You know,
damn, 1,000 days.
but that's no. I mean, for Roman,
Oh,
they just give Roman like that. You know what? Just keep going, bro. You know.
well, yeah, that was the thing. The plan was for him to drop it at WrestleMania, but they were like, we're so close to 1,000 days, so they kept the title on him.
Yeah, because right now it looks like, let's see by rain,
Because
by
I think we
days.
talked about this. I think he's like 69 days or maybe less now.
Gunther's at 292, 392 at the day of this recording. Honky Tonk Man is at 454. Randy Savage is 414, and Pedro Morales is 424. So if he goes another, let's say right at the time of this recording, let's see. I'm trying to check it here. I'm curious now about this. He has to. I'm gonna see where he has to lose it at. That's 62 days from now. Let me see. Let's see here. I'm just gonna do
So
this
that's not
quick.
gonna be till payback then.
Yeah, 60. Let's say 62 days from the time of recording. That would be. That would be September 8th, a Friday. Ooh, that'd be yeah, payback. Oh, but no, see, I would go
Oh, but
to
September payback is September 2nd.
no, so I would say
So it would
maybe
have
Survivor
to,
Series. I'll say
yeah.
Survivor Series. That'd be kind of nuts to see
Because
him
the
lose it.
drop, yeah, because the drop it, payback would be a nice pay-per-view,
Yeah.
but to drop it on Fastlane, it's like, no, you might as well just wait to Survivor Series,
I would.
because
I
yeah,
would.
or don't have him drop the belt, because
No.
I want Gunther defending his IC title against Seth freaking Rollins, while he's putting his world title on the line. So for title, that's what
I
I
don't
want.
like that because then they like merge them and then it's like, okay, what are we gonna
And
do, you
then,
know?
yeah, and then next pay-per-view, hear me out. Next pay-per-view, Backlash, rematch. Gunther beats Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. And then
Okay.
Seth Rollins is still IC champion, and then he could drop it to somebody else.
Okay. Because he's only like 2, 3 weeks away from beating Randy Savage's record. And then he's like 3 to 4 weeks defeat that Benoit's record, but he has a little way to go. But yeah, September. That'd be kind of, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. At least, like, yeah, you said, like, just make sure he wins it and then just drop it, you know? But not make it drop in a fashionable way, you know? Like, not just lose it to, like, some random guy, like, you know? Oh, he loses to Otis. I'm like, what the heck, you know? Like,
Santino
yeah, like
Marella.
that. Like, drop it to, like, somebody, like, you know, like you said, there's no more, like, brand split. So use it, or lose it to one of the new guys, like Zion Quinn or something crazy. Or Von Wagner from NXT, you know, now they're like not exclusive guys, or like to Dijak or something crazy, you know, like some guy, or to one of his own guys too. Not him.
I would say either Cody Rhodes,
Oh,
Brock Lesnar.
no, Lesnar.
Yeah, Lesnar. You don't want to
Is
see
he ever
Brock
won an IC
Lesnar?
title? Is he ever
No.
won an IC
Brock
title?
Lesnar
What?
never hold a freaking mid-card title.
No,
He
he's
doesn't
got to
even
be
know.
world champion or nothing.
Yeah, it has to
Nah.
be. It's world title, not even tag team titles.
Wow.
I think he won tag team titles with Shelton Benjamin back in
Because
OVW.
they're friends, yeah. Like, hey, this is,
Yeah.
but they, yeah.
So, but no. Brock Lesnar only cares about the World Heavyweight Championship. That's where the money's at, baby.
Doesn't make him a good champion, though, so he never beat Grand Slam champion or Triple Crown or whatever.
He don't care about that.
Yeah, he want the money.
He just wants the money.
Only
Money, money,
little.
money.
Only little. There, there.
All right, well, Ever, take us home, baby.
All right, this will be it for this episode. I'm
Squeeze,
Ever and this is
squeeze.
Ian.
And we are out.
Bye, guys.
Do, do, do.